Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday I began a message entitled Revelation Before Impartation, and I read quite a long text on the raising of the Shunammite woman's son found in 2 Kings, the story of Elisha, who had performed a miracle in raising the dead son of this woman. And the important thing, we want to see the miraculous in the hour and day in which we are living. But before we can see the miracles of Jesus take place in the lives of the people, the times in which we're living, we have to have revelation, knowledge, and understanding before that impartation comes. And as we look at the ministry of Elisha, remember he was the successor, if you will, to the prophet Elijah, who was taken to heaven, didn't experience death, but he came with one of the chariots of the Lord, a fiery chariot, and he was taken to heaven. And Elisha asked for a double portion of the anointing that had been on him. So the ministry of Elisha was a ministry of impartation. That was the very thread that bound together all the miracles that was performed by this man of God. And as I shared yesterday, if you read or heard that reading of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 18 through 35, we see that the raising of the dead son of the Shunammite woman by this prophet, we recognize that Elijah had learned the difference between the bare doctrine, if you will, of impartation and the life-giving revelation of impartation. And how true it is that in following only theory, if you will, or doctrine, that sometimes the minds of men can become deaf and insensitive to the voice of the Spirit of God. And by the Spirit of revelation, beloved, and by that alone can we know and can we experience as well as produce genuine life. And that is the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, it says in the book of Revelation, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so what the Holy Spirit is desiring and is actually doing today for the sons and daughters of God is revealing Jesus Christ. And in so doing, He's revealing all the power as well as all the authority that we've been given and the victory that Jesus accomplished through His life, through Calvary, and that power that is a residence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has imparted that power and authority to us. The apostles, we see, they experienced it. They did, in the name of Jesus, signs and wonders. And that same power did not stop with them. That was never God's intention. He meant it to continue throughout all the ages of His church, the body of Christ, until Jesus Christ returns, as He promised, the second time. And Paul prayed a beautiful prayer in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, listen to this, you may have read it, heard it how many times before, but he prayed, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, that's you, brother, you, sister, to me, He would give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. This prayer that Paul prayed for all the churches, that they might have in their midst a fountain of inspiration, of revelation, operating in the real and full and deep knowledge of God. This inspiration, beloved, this spirit of wisdom and revelation, is the one and indispensable necessity for a life-giving ministry of any kind. The eyes of our understanding, beloved, must be enlightened to understand, to know, as well as experience the exceeding greatness of God's power, which is toward us. And just because we have this covenant, it's a new covenant based on better promises, and under the old covenant, Elisha's eyes had been opened to this knowledge. Therefore, he was able to impart life to this dead child of the Shunammite woman. And we might say that the trademark of Elijah's entire ministry was his continual awareness of the exceeding greatness of God's power available to mankind. He understood this, and we also must understand this. We who were given this testimony and have believed the word of God. So, in the course of Elisha's travels throughout the nation of Israel, he often passed through the village of Shunem. And for those who didn't hear the broadcast yesterday, there lived a wealthy woman, and she became impressed with the sacred character of the prophet. And she prevailed upon her husband to build a little chamber in their house so that the man of God could stop there and refresh himself when he was in that vicinity. And on these journeys, Elisha was accompanied by his servant Gehazi, who, but for covetousness, could have, think about this, if you know, remember the story, he could have held the same relation to Elisha as Elisha had once held to Elisha, but he made the wrong choices. Elisha was grateful for the kind hospitality of the Shunammite woman, and in return, he wanted to recompense her in whatever way was possible, something that would bring a blessing to her life. And through his servant Gehazi, he had learned there was indeed one great sorrow in her life, and that was the reproach of childlessness. She was barren. So one day, Elisha called the woman to him and said, when the times come around, according to the seasons of life, you will embrace a son. And this was almost too hard, too good to believe. She says, don't lie to me, man of God. But this promise was indeed fulfilled when she became the mother of a fine son. And of course, time passes. The child grows and matures, and one day when the child was old enough to be out in the harvest field with his father, he became seriously ill. And the father said, send this boy home, carry him home to his mother, where in a few hours he died. And this was an unbelievable, overwhelming loss to the mother. But instead of throwing up her hands in utter despair, what did she do? You know, we can learn something from her. She reached out and drew strength and wisdom from God. In that hour of sorrow, she had held him on her lap, but she had lost her son, but she had not lost her faith. And in that faith, she took up her dead son. Remember, at this point, this was a miracle son. There was no way at that point in her life she could have had a child. But she believed God, a child was born. And when he died, she laid this gift from God upon the prophet's bed and then went in search of the prophet himself. Now, let me interject here for just a moment, something of a metaphor, if you will. The Lord is asking each of us to lay ourselves, as it were, on him, just as the Shunammite woman laid her son on the bed of Elisha. We too are to lay ourselves on Jesus Christ. And then as she went out to search for the prophet, we're to search out the Word of God and the will of God for our lives. Beloved, what do we see in this miracle that was actually testified and narrated in the pages of God's Word under the old custom, under the old covenant? Well, it was indeed a miracle. The child was brought to life. God restores life to the dead. But for us, beloved, whatever it may be, whatever, as you lay on that bed, if we can just take a few moments, and, you know, I'll continue teaching tomorrow, but what is it? What dreams have died? What desires have not been fulfilled in your life? The Word of God says, if we would delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. For many, there's an unfulfilled vision. There's a heart's desire that has not come to pass, but God does have an appointed time. Just as this woman was eventually become a mother, there was an appointed time that the Shunammite would become pregnant and have a child. And so for us, don't give up faith, don't give up hope, but as you lay on Jesus Christ, He has a time for fulfilling, a good time, an acceptable time to fulfill all things. Remember, it was in the fullness of time that Jesus Christ was born to a virgin. An impossible happened, and he was born a man, the very Son of God, and He fulfilled the promise that was basically given to Abraham. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Beloved, God has things He's yet to do in your life, so praise Him, hold on to His hand, and the things that were dead shall yet live, because He will speak the Word. Praise God. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. You can always also, if you're not able to listen to on-air time, you can go to the website, unveilchrist.org, and the broadcasts are archived there for your convenience. I pray for you every day, and if you have needs, I invite you to share them. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for your prayers as I pray for you daily. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.